Romans chapter 1. It is such a delight for me to be back here. I've been here many, many, many times over the years. The very first Sovereign Grace Church I ever preached in was this one right here.
Really?
We was at a meeting at Don Fortner's. And that's when they would go over and eat in that electric building. And old Scott was there, and he had on a big old brown hat, big old brown cowboy hat. And I got sitting there talking with him, and we got to talking and talked a little while. And I'd heard him preach, you know, and he said, "Well," he said, "we have a meeting every Easter." Said, "Have a lot of preachers in." Said, "Now, if you got time, now I mean if you got time, if you ain't booked up too much, if your appointment book ain't just full," he said, "I'd like you to come." And I tell you what, they could have given me $100 bill that morning and I couldn't spend. Tim James was sitting here, Jim Bird, Henry Mahan's back there, Don Fortner, I mean, every preacher that I knew, and every murder, some of them I hadn't even heard of. And my first time to ever get up in a free grace where the gospel of the God grace was preached was right here. I remember what I preached. Six things that give me assurance that I'm one of God's sheep. Six things that give me assurance that I'm one of God's sheep. I could preach that. Want me to do that? But it is so wonderful to see everybody, all my dear friends, and a lot of water went under the bridge, and a lot of God's dear people's been called home, and I'm happy for them, and we'll be along, we'll all get to go right along behind them. All right, I'm going to just make a few comments on the gospel of God, Romans chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated under the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. He calls it the gospel of God in the last part of verse 1. But Paul says, "I'm a slave. I'm a bond slave of the Lord Jesus Christ." That's what a servant means, a bond slave. I'm a bond slave of my Savior. I'm a bond slave of my Redeemer. He is my all in all. He's all I look to. He's all I need. He's my righteousness, my Redeemer, my wisdom, my sanctification. He says, he's everything to me. So I just give myself away to him, lock, stock, and barrel. He's mine, and I'm his. And he goes on to say, called to be an apostle. Now, he was called to be an apostle. An apostle had certain gifts that others didn't have. And the first thing that's about an apostle was he saw the Lord Jesus Christ for himself. And all the other apostles did, but Paul saw him on the Damascus Road when the Lord Jesus revealed himself to him. And then again, when the Lord Jesus, according to Galatians chapter 1, taught him the gospel. He said, "I certify that my gospel is not after men." He said, "Neither was I taught of it of men. But the Lord Jesus Christ revealed it to me, taught it to me, made himself known to me." So he had to, you know, they saw the Lord, they worked miracles, they spoke languages, they did signs, they did wonders that other men couldn't do. And then he said, "I separated unto the gospel of God." Anybody that God calls and anybody that God separates from the world, from sin, from self-righteousness and self-confidence, anybody that God separates unto himself, he also separates them to the gospel and by the gospel. He only separates people by the gospel. And that's why it's so important, so imperative that we preach nothing but the gospel of the free grace of God in Jesus Christ. No, don't. You know, We've got the only message that God honors. I'm going to tell you something. You can go and find every false doctrine and heresy where it started at. You can find out where Jehovah's Witness started at. You can find out where Pentecostalism started out. You can find out where Christian Science started out. You can find out wherever heresy started. You can go and find it in the history book and who started it. But when it comes to the gospel, when it comes to what God tells a man and teaches a man, the only place you can find that's in the Bible, in God's Word. Everything else, you can go to a time and a place when this started and who started it. And Russellites, I mean, Charles Taylor, you can go on, Ellen G. White, just go on back and just find everybody that started it. But if you know the gospel, God gave it to you from His blessed Word. So He separated from the world, from sin and self-righteousness, separated under the gospel, and the gospel is what God used to separate you. And oh, listen, and I'm going to tell you something else, separated under the gospel of God. Here's another thing about the gospel. The gospel always starts with God. Brethren, knowing your election of God. Brethren, we're always bound to thank God for you. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. If you start with man, you start at the wrong end of the shotgun. And I'll tell you what, the Bible, the gospel, everything about it starts with God. We start with God. God started with God. God's one that sent His Son into this world. God's the one that gave us His Word. God's the one that gave His Son. God's the one who shed the blood. God's holiness had to be honored. God's righteousness had to be satisfied. The gospel, the Word of God, starts with God. And I tell you what, when men have to deal with God with whom we have to do, God's high and holy and lifted up. And how in the world is man, being what he is, as sinful as he is, as weak as he is, and as miserably wretched as he is, how is this man going to get to God the way we are? There's only one way, and that's what the gospel tells us, and that one way is through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Himself said, there's no way, He said, no man can come unto me except the Father which sent me to Him. And no man can come unto the Father except by me. And so the gospel starts with God, never starts with man. And if you ever find anybody starting with man, working his way up to God, you found somebody that don't even know the gospel. Don't even know the gospel. And one thing that I know for without a shadow of a doubt, that people have such a low, low esteem of God, such a low estimation of God, such a low estimation of the Lord Jesus Christ. They think so little of Him. And they think that they're doing God a favor by even looking in His direction. They're going to patronize God and go to church on Easter Sunday. They're going to put on their Sunday best. But I tell you, if you ever find out who God is, your mouth will shut up and you'll sit there and hope. You'll hope and pray, maybe God will have mercy on me. Depth of mercy, can there be mercy still reserved for me? Me, the chief of sinners, God forbear me, the chief of sinners. God would spare? Oh, listen. And look what else it says in verse 2. This gospel which had a promise before by His prophets in the Holy Scriptures. God had promised this gospel. This gospel. And the gospel means new good news. And it's good news. For a sinner, a God-made sinner, a Holy Ghost-made sinner, not a preacher-made sinner, not an evangelist-made sinner, not somebody who was taught to repeat the sinner's prayer, but somebody that the Holy Ghost has made a sinner out of, that's who the gospel's for. That's the good news that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself. That God took His blessed Son and He sent Him into this world to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. He lived a life that you and I could not live. He lived sinless, holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and yet He became like in the likeness of sinful flesh, and God made Him to be sin. and then turned around and made Him the righteousness of God to us. We had a perfect exchange. He got our sin and died for it, punished for it, and then God turns around and justifies us and gives us His righteousness that can only belong to God, and He gives it to us in Christ. These are rags I got on compared to the righteousness God sees me in. The best clothes you got's rags compared to what God sees you in. And you can have on the best clothes in the world if you ain't got the righteousness of God. You're just as naked as a jaybird in God's sight. Now, ain't that right? That's what the gospel says. And this was promised. And how did He do it? Through the prophets. He said, if you'd believe Moses, you'd believe me. Moses wrote to me. Isaiah, how many times did Isaiah speak of our Lord Jesus Christ? How many times did Moses speak of our Lord Jesus Christ? How come Abraham took his son up on a mountain? And he had a lamb. And he had everything but a lamb. He had a knife, he had wood, he had fire. Father, where's the lamb? God's going to provide Himself one, son. And John saw Him. He said, behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. What world? The world of out of every tribe, kindred, nation, tongue, and people. Didn't make any difference what size, shape, or form they were in. And oh, bless His name. And as the Lamb of God, He had His blood poured out. And that blood cleanses us from all sin. Cleanses our hearts. Oh, and He was promised. And listen to this, in the Holy Scriptures, Abraham rejoiced to see my day and saw, and he is glad. Why, wait a minute. You're not 50 years old. He said, oh, you seen Abraham? He said, before Abraham ever was, I am. I am. Oh, the gospel, and look what else it says about it. This is it right here. Concerning His Son, and listen to what Paul calls Him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our Lord, our Sovereign, our Master. And oh, that's what God's concerned about, the gospel's concerned about, concerning His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And I tell you what, I have no, it does not embarrass me to bow to knee the Lord Jesus Christ. Does not, oh, it's just the most thrilling thing in the world to say, that's my Lord, that's my Master. He loved me and gave Himself for me. He's the Lord of glory. The glory of God shines in the face and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is concerning His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And listen to this. So that's the Son of God. And look what I said, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. That means that this Son of God came down here and took upon Him flesh. And He was made of the seed of David. He was the Son of David. God made a promise to David. He said, I'll establish your throne forever and ever and ever. David's dead, gone, and they know where his sepulcher's at. But David's son sets at God's right hand. And you notice two things about being David's son. Was that give him a right and title to the throne over Israel, king over Israel, and secondly, to the throne in glory, that he assumed the royal robe of and sets with his crown on his head. And beloved, he was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. And oh, and listen to this now. And declared to be the Son of God with power. Who declared it? God declared it. Huh? The Word declares it. The prophets declared it. The Holy Spirit declares it. We declare it, don't we, brethren? We declare He's the Son of God. And we, it has proved that He's declared to be the Son of God with power. What kind of power? That everything that He did by the Holy Spirit. And this Spirit of holiness, to prove that He was the Son of God, to prove that He was made of the seed of David, that He assumed the likeness of sinful flesh. And the Holy Ghost came, and the Spirit of holiness resurrected Him from the dead and showed that He was exactly who He said He was. And He was delivered for our offenses, raised again for our justification. Now, what in the world, how do you know you're justified, preacher? Sits at the right hand of God. My justification does. How do you know you're justified? Harry says, that's my justification. Before God, before the law, before angels, before devils, before my own conscience. There's my justification sitting right there at God's right hand. Ain't it yours? Oh, what a wonderful Savior is Jesus our Lord. What a wonderful Savior to me. You mind if we pray? Our Father, in the blessed, blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, thank You for allowing us just this few minutes to be able to speak of the gospel, to speak of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless these few words, this time, and use it to Your glory and the good of those that's gathered here this evening. Lord, it's such a joy. Oh, what a joy it is to think of our Savior, to think of His blessed name, of His blessed person, what He did for sinners like ourselves. It fills us with joy, fills us with great peace and assurance and comfort. And God bless these dear saints here. Bless this preacher. And Lord, as David comes, if Brother David comes, God use him tonight. Liberate his mind, his heart, his soul. Quicken him by the Holy Ghost and give us ears. Oh, give us attentive ears and receptive hearts to the gospel that he'll preach. We ask these things in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Amen.